Back in the kitchen till the break of the dawn. You're my baby cat. You're my baby cat. You're my baby cat. I love the machine. You're my baby cat. You're my baby cat. You're my baby cat. I love the machine. Gonna rock you, honey. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The band Screedy Politi emerged in the late 70s with a kind of post-punk furor sparked by Marxist teachings. In the 80s, frontman and founder Green Gartside continued to forge a successful, if eccentric, career as an innovator and trendsetter in the worlds of pop and soul. He was shacked up in Wales for most of the 90s, but returned to the studio in 1999 to collaborate with folks like the then underground rapper Mos Def. Away from the music market again for another 7 years, and away from the stage for 26 years, Green Gartside has returned this month with a new album called White Bread Black Beer. He'll join me at the microphone in a moment, but first, a live performance by Green Gartside of a song called Snow in Sun, live in our Soundcheck studio.
Correspondence or coherence, I am calling, I am calling you. It was getting me down. Took a train into town, and the sun was shining brightly, though the snow was falling lightly. How come I had strayed so far, and how everything came apart in my head and heart. Now love, and you will never need to doubt me. You will never be without me. There'll be something good about me soon. Like sun in the London snow, like snow in the London sun. I was watching you sleep, I've been watching you dream. Should we be beset with troubles, I would never let you harm. Looks like maybe we'll lose our home, out of pocket and all alone. I should have worked and I should have known and seen those dark clouds coming in. But you will never need to doubt me. You will never be without me. There'll be something good about me soon. Like sun in the London snow, like snow in the London sun.
That's Green Gartside, live in our Soundcheck studio, the founder and really the central figure in the band Screedy Politi over the years. Snow in Sun is the name of that song, and when I say over the years, Green Gartside, there have been many of them.
Many years, yeah.
And the music world, especially in Britain, took note earlier this year when you went out on stage and played for the first time in 26 years.
26 years, extraordinary, yeah. Well, I stopped playing all those years ago because of chronic stage fright. And earlier this year, someone suggested to me, you know, what if you were to perform under an assumed name in a very small venue, and if you didn't like it, you never had to do it again? And that's the sort of offer that you think, well, sure, what's the worst that could happen? And much to my amazement, the pleasure of doing that just about outweighed the terror.
Uh-huh.
You know? And so I've done a few more gigs since, and the terror is slowly abating, and the pleasure's getting greater.
Oh, okay. So because, I mean, not to be funny about it or anything, you say what's the worst can happen. Panic attack put you in the hospital that last time.
Yeah, it did. It did. I didn't quite know how bad panic attacks can get, but anyone that suffered from them, I'm sure, will know they're pretty debilitating things.
Yeah. I guess a very common question is, you know, especially when you hear a musician say that, is why'd you get into music in the first place?
I know. I'm desperately ill-suited for this job. It's funny. I just heard today that I was nominated for a Mercury Prize back in Britain, which is for, I don't know, one of the best albums of the year.
Right.
And they
congratulations,
asked me, thank
by
you very
the
much.
Way.
They asked me what, what did that mean? And off the top of my head, it meant that, you know, after 20-odd years, I think maybe that's a good reason to stop prevaricating and messing about and decide that pop music is my job. And, maybe I can...
When you started doing this, Green, it seemed as if taking pop music apart was your job.
That was the fun of it. That was my interest. You know, I'd come out of doing fine art, a degree in fine art, and my main interest when I got to art school was asking the question, you know, why was art important? Things that I think all art students should really be asked or ask themselves, how is this significant? How is it historically determined? You know, what's modernism? What abstract expressionism? Whereas in fact, what really happened was that all these kids were let loose in a studio to do whatever they wanted. I thought really they should stop for a minute and ask the question, why or how? And the same thing, whilst I was an art student, the Sex Pistols, The Clash, The Damned, and The Heartbreakers came and played my college, and that was it. You know, I was completely won over by the prospect of making music, but still wanted to ask those same questions of pop music that I did about painting.
So the title, the name of the band, Scritti Politti, the genesis of that?
An Italian writer called Gramsci, and he had...
Early 20th century?
Yeah. Imprisoned for his political thoughts. He came up with the idea of hegemony, or, you know, which is sort of controlled by popular consent. These ideas interested me very much. And people will probably correct me, I think maybe in Italian, scritti politici might be political writing. I'm asking you whether you're nodding sagely there.
I'm nodding in complete befuddlement. Whatever you say.
That's my guess anyway. So, and I thought, well, if I changed it to Scritti Politti, it sounded a bit more like Tutti Frutti or something. You know, some of the and I liked that whole one thing about rock and roll I liked was the sort of, you know, the glossolalia, the fact that meaning broke down, that something, another force, another power came into play in popular music, and that was interesting to me.
So you were able, the tutti frutti imagery, that kind of language, enabled you to sort of stay in the pop world at the same time that you were slipping a little...
I was one
foot a little subversion on them.
1 foot out of it, yeah. And that was fun to do, you know, and I got away with it for quite a while, but when I started to get a little bit more successful, but I still thought there was some ironic distance between me and the business of making pop music. And I can remember having the sense that completely evaporated when I did American Bandstand with Dick Clark, and I had to lip sync to a tune at the time. And whatever ironic distance I thought that I was, you know, keeping between myself and the machinery of pop music was gone. And I found that slightly distressing, to be honest.
That that must have been the proverbial scales falling
that
from your
was,
eyes.
That was, yeah.
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 What song were you doing? Do you remember?
Perfect Way, I think.
Was it
was,
Perfect
yeah.
Way? So this was a top 10 song in the UK, and by golly, there it is. It's some music from Green Gartside, the founder and frontman of the band Scritti Politti, and my guest on Soundcheck. So Perfect Way by my guest, Green Gartside, from the Cupid and Psyche record, 1985. Huge hit on your side of the pond. Got some attention here on this one.
Didn't get top 10 here?
I think it top 20, maybe. Top 20, yeah. You know.
How about number 12?
It did really well. Yeah, let's say 12. Okay. You just told me while we were hearing that clip you haven't listened to this record since.
I've never heard that song since I made it. I never listened to any of my... Once I finished making a piece of music and mixed it, I'd rather run a mile than listen to... I don't, you know, that's just my rule. And absolutely, honestly, I hadn't heard that track since 1985.
So you walk into a radio studio and... You know, unexpectedly find yourself confronted with, you know, the
it does surprise
the sins of your youth.
I know.
Well, what does that feel like?
Ooh, how does it feel? Uncomfortable, shall we say? Yeah. I don't know. But I mean, I think the thing to do, you know, as you get older, you become a little forgiving of the callow youth that made those records. And I can remember a musician called Robert Wyatt, an English musician who had a band called Soft Machine. And I was a big
drummer,
fan of
singer.
His. Drummer, yeah, yeah, singer. And me explaining to him that I couldn't listen to any of my old records because it was just... And he said he used to feel the same way until he adopted the strategy of thinking that, imagining it was someone else that had made those records. And, you know, would you on balance forgive them or not? For making them. And I guess on balance, I would just about forgive myself.
That's a pretty odd way to approach music. Do I forgive the people making this or not?
Yeah, that's my that's how I operate anyway.
All right, so now there's this this new record called White Bread, Black Beer. Mm-hmm. You're back in the fold with your old record label. The album's mm-hmm. coming out here on Nonesuch, mm-hmm. very prestigious label. Nicely produced, and you're now touring with these songs.
Very strange. What am I doing? I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, apparently you're about to play another song for us.
Can do that.
Robin Hood?
Robin Hood. Shall I go and do that right now?
All right.
Okay.
Green Gartside. And the album is called White Bread, Black Beer. His basically one-man band, Screety Politi, with a new release. It's actually hitting the stores next week, July 25th. But here is Green Gartside to play the song Robin Hood for us live on our Soundcheck studio.
Okay.
I've been longing too long a time, and I dream of ending these dreams of mine, of hope, for love forevermore. But just to adore and be adored. Someone new now, I'm overawed. Been wishing my life away, yeah, yeah, doo doo doo, for Robin Hood to be king. One day we'll share the treasures of the world. Oh yeah, I will get the girl. And lipstick will be unfurled. All prophecy will fail.
Wrong chords.
And by that light we'll sail. I have closed my eyes and I've seen. Well, I've seen the end of the men. And so I want that thrill, and then you know I want that thrill again. Uh-huh. To a life of hopes and high dares I am condemned.
Green Gartside, back in the saddle again, performing live after an interregnum of some 26 years. He got back out on stage this year with Screety Politi, the new record called White Bread, Black Beer, due on July 25th. And Green Guardside just performed a song called Robin Hood for us here in the studio. And so, Green, obviously, you know, it takes a while to get back into the game.
Sure, there was the mistake there, isn't it? I mean, it's, I was just, is it, you know, it's said in the Islamic faith that no work of art should be perfect. That's, and, you know.
Right. Well, and
there you go.
Had a kind of Kurt Vile Bilbao song moment there, you know, in the middle of the Bilbao song where the singer is actually supposed to say this, can't remember the words.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, no, it was the chords that eluded me then for a moment, but I recovered just about, you know. And I was honest about my mistake.
So now it's been, you've had about 20 years to come to terms with your realization that, in fact, there wasn't this ironic distance between yourself and the pop machinery that you thought you were kind of deconstructing in your music. So the new Skriti Politi album, is this just a pure pop record, or is there still something subversive hidden between these apparently lovely and simple texts?
Let's hope there's something unsettling there, some ambiguity that can be explored and exploited and is, you know, potentially counter-hegemonic, to go back to Gramsci. And but no, it's a very personal record made at home, just alone. I played everything on it, and for better or for worse. And it sings, yeah, there's stuff in it about my personal life, my childhood, real people, real events. It's so it's less a record about the business of making music and more about me, but still set against the kind of background of those, you know, nagging philosophical questions that I keep going back to, a bit like a dog goes back to something, scratches something he should really leave alone. I should be one of those... Those Elizabethan collars, you know, that dogs, you have to wear those to stop you. That's someone should give me one of those, really. Leave that stuff alone.
You know, it's sort of, listening to the new record sort of reminds me of, strangely, the Beach Boys. You know, Brian Wilson, who also had this kind of pop sensibility and the harmonies and the orchestration. And then especially in the Smile period, the sense that something wasn't quite what it appeared to be.
Yeah. Well, he's one of my greatest heroes, and I think what happened for me, it was after that, you know, the whole American Bandstand top 20 experience, whatever it was, I grew pretty unhappy about my involvement with the music industry, and I thought there was a great deal of insincerity in the whole thing, and surprise, you know... Duh. And and so
glad to see that duh has crossed the Atlantic and has lost none of its pizzazz.
Piquancy. Well, and so I gave it all up. You know, I really did think that I was terribly ill suited. Not only did it scare me to death, it didn't feel terribly comfortable. So I went and retired to the Welsh countryside and led a solitary life for many years, which was I was fortunate enough to do because I'd made enough money to be indolent for all of that time.
Well, we're glad to have you back in the business. And Green Guardside, the new album by Skriti Politi is called White Bread, Black Beer. It's out next week on Nonesuch. Green, thanks for being with us and playing for us today.
Thank you.
That'll do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, a documentary about the Silver Bells, the most unlikely troop